Welcome to the Love and Lattes podcast, a coffee lover's guide to good vibes, books, rom-coms, and everything in between. Now grab some coffee and let's get chatting.
Hi, everybody. I am Tyler Hines. I am here for a movie called Shifting Gears, and you are listening to Love and Lattes podcast.
Well, thank you for chatting with me today.
Yes, ma'am. You look so lovely. Oh, you got your puppy?
Oh, yes. Here, I'll show him. Hey, you want to see the camera? Oh, he's like, no.
Yes.
Poor thing. He's scared of the camera.
Look, my boy.
He Look lives. At him, his little gray. Aw, what a cutie.
Yeah, he's slowly turning white. I don't know. We don't know why. He's just slowly his lips and now his body.
It gives him the little eyebrows and they're just so
Oh,
cute.
nice. There we go.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm super excited to chat with you. You've done a million of these movies, but it was interesting when we talked back, and it was in 2022 when you were on the podcast, you mentioned something about like Formula One, which I guess is about cars. So I feel like you kind of
Yes.
manifested this movie.
You're right. I didn't think of that. When we were talking last, it was always Amore, if I'm correct. And I was watching for the first time Formula One, which has become one of my favorite shows. And you're right, here we are. We made like a car movie.
There's a lot of fans out there of cars, so I'm sure you'll bring in a unique audience for this movie.
Not a big fan of cars?
I don't like modern cars, like, but the new ones like stop and start, and then they do all this weird technology stuff, and the screens are too fancy, and I'm like, no, no.
Yeah, it's a lot. I prefer the older ones as well. My very first car was a 76 Chevy Nova that I bought from a little old lady who took great care of it. And yeah, that was one of my favorite cars. So yeah, I'm with you. Older cars too. Hey. You okay? What's going on? Someone drop a package? You're gonna be all right? It's okay. Breathe through it. You need some yoga right
Meditation.
now. That's right. Hey, my boy, come here. Come. Stay. There you go.
Aw. So cute. Oh.
My man. Sit. Good boy. My favorite is when he wants to bark, but he's like battling it. Like, watch. Enough. Yeah. It's not a full bark. It's like a half. That's my favorite.
That's so cute. They're
Yeah.
like, I want to, but I'm going to restrain myself.
Yeah, he's really trying to bottle it inside. Okay, you're going to be all right. We're going to get through this together. You and I, look in my eyes.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I think you found your soul dog. That's what they call it.
Oh, certainly. I thought today when I was leaving the house, you know, like, I don't know about you with your puppy, but I have like stress dreams. You know what I mean? Like something were to happen to him, I don't know what I would do with myself. So again, condolences for losing your little one. I don't look forward to the day many, many years from now where that might happen, but nothing worse because yeah, little man means a lot to me. The things we do, you know?
For sure, for our babies. Oh my gosh, the whole interview is just going to be about dogs, but that's okay.
It's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love dogs. Okay. So I did want to say one thing. So like you saw, you put a thing up on your Instagram and then they have like in a clip, you're like roller skating. And I think I read something you said, this was like your first time roller skating, but you were skating backwards. Like that's quite a talent.
We got lucky. We made it through the day. But yeah, I appreciate you saying that. That was, yeah, I never roller skated prior to the movie. And we did like one day of like a couple hour rehearsal where I put them on for the first time and suddenly realized that it's definitely a different ball of wax when you're roller skating versus something else. And we did what we could, you know. I apologize in advance for if anybody's eyes start bleeding while they watch me roller skating, but I did what I could.
Well, you looked like a natural, so it doesn't
Thank
come
you.
naturally to everybody. Some people, you're just like terrified watching them, like, please be okay. But you seemed like you had a handle on it.
It was all smoke and mirrors. Inside, I was just a mess.
Yeah, and then you're dancing while you're
Yeah.
roller skating. I mean, my goodness.
If you can call it that, yeah. It was wiggling more than anything, yeah.
Wiggling, grooving down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a disco, so groovy is the right word. You and Kat both wore onesies. throughout the movie, like grease lightning onesies. That must have been fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It was fun, the idea of it. And then they had to like cinch it in, like sew it to fit my body. And prior to that, it was basically like a, I don't know, like a parachute. Like I felt like I could have probably like wrapped seven people into that thing. So what ended up happening is that it shrunk this way a lot, and somehow it shrank this way a little bit. And so for the duration of that time, I had a pretty deep wedgie through that whole movie. I'm sorry for you to have to hear that, but
Wow, some behind the scenes information.
This is the sacrifice, you know. Some actors, you know, do years of preparation, starve themselves, or put on weight, and I just had to endure a pretty permanent wedgie for about a week straight.
Well, if your character was uptight, then you're just a method actor, like you're saying, just
That's
going
right.
all in.
It got into my performance in ways that we don't need to discuss because it's probably graphic.
Wow. All right. And are you aware of the watch party that will be going on? There's like a big
No.
deal. There's a live watch party and you had to like RSVP for it. Are you aware of this?
Oh, am I? Did I? I don't know if I got an invite.
They're
I
like,
feel left out.
no.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm jealous. Are you going?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, if you know anybody who can hook me up, then let me know. Otherwise, I understand.
It's on one of the many Heinies, a Hallmark walking club, and she's a big fan of yours.
Yep,
I feel
I know
like
that
she's the one
account.
that coordinated this. So
Oh,
maybe
really?
look on, I go to like the link in her bio and then
I
you'll
don't
find it,
want
I
to
think.
pose. No, nobody wants to be the guy who shows up to the party uninvited. They're like, ah, oh, this guy's here. Okay. Who invited him? You know what I mean? I don't want to do that to anybody.
Well, maybe if you bring your furry friend, you'll get a pass.
Yeah, sure. I'll be like, my, like, I know somebody. I know the DJ. I'll be like, I know Rusty.
Oh, have you seen the videos where people like have their dogs as the DJs and the lights are going and they're like spinning and everything?
No, but I'm in on that. I want to be a part of whatever you just described.
Oh yeah,
Rusty?
there's plenty of dog videos and dog accounts out there. You can just go down the rabbit hole. All
Look, it's
right.
about time we have this chat. You don't pay rent, you just eat food. It's time for you to get a job, and I think that job has found you, and it's DJing. I know. It's a lot. You're gonna have to find that inner DJ inside of you, okay?
Did you
We'll
see
hash
him
this
put
out
his head
later.
down?
He did. Extremely dramatic.
He's like, gosh, Dad. That's
He's
so
going, get
funny.
me out of this room.
Yeah, he's a
Anymore.
nice
Sorry.
little bed though. That's cool. He has a good place to
Yeah.
chill for the watch party. A nice
Yeah.
comfy seat.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so I'll start wrapping up quickly so you can get on with your day. Okay, so I'm obviously Crystal Lowe, this, being her direct, I can't say this word. Directorial,
What?
directorial. I can't
Yeah.
say it. It
You're doing
doesn't
it. You
work.
just did it. You just
Her
did it.
debut as a director. How about that?
There
Re
you go.
rephrase it. Yes, that's
Yeah.
amazing. And I feel like I saw that you put something about your mom, so you seem to be a big supporter of, girl power. But is it like cool for you to get to be a part of like this really cool, innovative thing that Hallmark Channel's doing?
That's massively cool for me. You described it well. It is massively cool for me, and I'm very grateful that for whatever reason they decided to hinder themselves by allowing me to be a part of the movie, and very grateful that I got to be a part of this sort of launching of what I think is a very worthwhile thing. And I think they couldn't have been more lucky to have Crystal, and hopefully the movie is something that people enjoy.
I'm sure everyone's gonna love it. They love everything that you do, as well as when you have such a great cast and team behind you on this particular movie. Do you think that maybe you will ever direct a Hallmark movie yourself, since you did music videos or something in the past, I think?
I have subjected myself to the pain of having to direct things before, and it's definitely an undertaking. I think if there ever comes a day where that seems like a fruitful activity to engage in, I think it would only be because there's something I have to offer in that regard, above and beyond, or different rather than the lovely folks that I have the pleasure of working with as it is. But as of this moment, I'm quite comfortable taking naps in between scenes as opposed to directing them.
They're like, where's Tyler? Oh, he's just asleep in his trailer, just
I
taking
mean,
a
usually
cat
it's
nap.
like on like a couch nearby, or sometimes outside, just in the grass. Just sometimes you're inside shooting all day and you're just like, I just want to see the outdoors. And so I just pass out and somebody nudges me and calls action, and then a movie materializes.
Who can resist a good nap? I don't think anyone can.
Certainly I can't.
Well, like 2 minutes left and I will let you go. One thing I was gonna say, so I try to listen to stuff like different interviews with people before I talk to them, just to kind of like so I things aren't redundant, but you seem to frequently mention a film called Phantom Thread. Well, I finally wrote down, got Netflix, and I watched it a couple of days ago. So I'm curious, like what specifically do you enjoy most about it?
Well, congratulations. It's lovely that you did that. I want to hear your take on it. But what specifically why I love it? There's many reasons why it makes it to my number one. There's some personal reasons in my life, and then sort of as a filmmaker, there's a color. The director, Paul Thomas Anderson, he was a cinematographer on this with his sort of gaffer, who's the person who handles the lights and these kinds of things. There's a texture and a visual element to that feels like a warm blanket to me. When I think a lot of people turn to these Hallmark movies for, that movie does for me. I think he wrote a movie that I couldn't probably relate to less. I'm not like a fashion guy or like a high-end British person, and yet, or a sort of maniacal narcissist like our main character is, and yet I utterly relate to this love story. And there's so many moments that I see myself in, and I just think that's such a incredible feat to make something that's so possibly disconnected from your reality, but have it still resonate sort of as much as it does. And there's just like funny moments, like when he's watching her like eat and she's like biting on the fork a little too hard, and you watch him just go like, and it's just like stuff that Daniel does that I just love so much. And the actress in it, I think, is so talented. Everybody. It's just like, I remember when I watched it in theaters, I was just like, oh, like in the first seconds of the movie, I was like free from all of the other kind of content we see on every day of like fast, less than thoughtful type entertainment that we have, which has its place and is lovely. But it is so nice to see like a very composed shot with a very intentional look with the best score maybe ever written by Johnny Greenwood. So it's just like that, it's the whole world. It just like feels so rich to me. And while being very simple and small movie and a subject matter that's very different than who I am, well, somehow love. What did you think? It's weird, huh?
I do agree with you, like everything, even like with Barbie. I mean, you feel like I feel like any more since I don't know when it was 2020, films have to be like over the top, like excessive, and it's not about storyline so much, and I'm kind of just put off by that. This was more story based and I really liked that, and it was like toxic relationships is what I would call that. I mean, if you're not getting off your partner, you just poison them with mushrooms, apparently.
Totally. But then again, it's like they have their own little sick world of love, and you're like, this is such an interesting thing that's like an analogy for what is part of a lot of relationships and how people balance each other. And like, I don't know. And I'm not even one for like big analogy type movies where it's like, oh, the glass represents my inner soul. To me, what you get is what you get, but it's there on the surface enough that it tickles me for whatever reason. I just find myself when I'm like tired or run down or whatever, and I want that kind of warm feeling, that's the movie I watch. But I'm a strange character, so I don't blame you if you didn't like it. It's okay. You can tell me the truth.
I love period films that just time
Yeah.
period. There's a movie I'll give you as an ending note to this interview, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. I don't know if you ever saw that. Leslie Manville was in that. And I got to talk to the
No.
director for it. But it's same time
Wow.
period. It's about fashion. So I think you might enjoy it because it has the color is beautiful and it's a great film. So watch that. But thank you so much for talking with me. I appreciate your time. But yes, congratulations on the movie. And don't forget about that watch party.
Yes, I'll well, no, I'm not invited. What am I gonna do? You gonna rub it in my face? It was so fun talking, Betsy, and congratulations on the little one. I hope you have so many nice memories with him. He's
Thank
cuter
you.
than my dog, and you should be very proud.
No. Oh my, she has blue eyes. She has like one blue eye. It's crazy. But
You have
anyway,
one blue eye, really?
it's really cool. Well, it was nice meeting your furry friends, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can be notified of all the new episodes. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Lattes podcast. Have a great day.